said yesterday, Pashas Yisrei, it says the Dibros. The Dibros Shniya, the second Dibros is the Lava of Edzar. The Gemara says in Hedra, the Samachon of Beis, that these four voices in the Vedazar is Mefush in the Torah. That's Zibuach, that means Shchita, the Shech, the Fan of Vedazar, Kitu, that's Haktaris Ktaris, Nisach, or maybe Haktaris anything, Nisach, that means Nisach Hayayin, and Ishtachavo, I'm bowing down. So these four avodas that Mefush in the Torah, this is us in all avodas are if it's daki bekach or ain't daki bekach. Even this in the avodas are it's not daki bekach. It's not the derech to shecht in front of it or to bow down to it. That's us in the reisa and that's chayav misa. Person does shtachava or zivu or shchitu or aktar or nisach yayin. But all other avodas are if it's daki bekach and you do the derech, that's volav. If it's not daki bekach, it's not. Moshe, the famous Gemara says there was a Vezor Baal Pa'ah that they used to go to the Beis HaKisei, to the bathroom in front of the Vezor. The person did that, it was Dake Bekach, he was Chayav Misa. If he does in front of a different Vezor, he's not Vezor. More recently, the whole Shaiva, the Sheitlach, they found out in India there's a Vezor that they used to cut the hair in front of the Vezor. So the person does in front of that Vezor, he's Chayav Misa. If he cuts his hair in front of another Vezor, even L'Shem La'Evda, he wants to be over that Vezor by cutting his hair. If it's not Dake Bekach, and it's not from the four avodas, he's not over. I'm just telling you, what makes something daka b'kach? It's every avodah is a mishagas, is a rishus that one person started. It's not mishesh mebereshus, of course. So someone's starting now. He's starting now. I want to be daka b'kach. I want to make this avodah by cutting. The person wants to cut a seam in front of it. Let it become daka b'kach with that. But how does it start? How does something start? Does it you need someone did it three times already? You need three people did it three times. It's a statement. Has something become daka b'kach? That itself should make it maybe daka b'kach. The fact that someone's doing it. Oh, ma'aseh, that's the Gemara. The Gemara makes this chiluk. The Michas Chiluk is a chiddush that a person is oivid of a desire from the four things that mefush in the Torah or daka b'kach, but he does it b'derech schoik b'zayin. He's still oivid. Because Peshat is that the love of being over the Zohar is even if you're not makabal it for Geshka. If you're makabal, someone's a chashon makabal, a shtick eitz or evan, a stone or a piece of wood or something for a Geshka, that itself is over the Zohar. Maybe it's not for a maisa, but just being makabal it for the Zohar, he's over the him achayim, he's over the love, just being makabal it. But if somebody else made it for a geshka, and someone else not makabal it for an avodah, but he does the avodah, he's chayav misa. He's not allowed to do the avodah. So zok mechassin chamay de gechidish. If you do it for a joke, like somebody says that this is his geshka, this is God, and you're laughing at him, that's a geshka. And he starts bowing down to it, salami, baloney, and he starts making a whole joke out of it. He's chayav misa. Zok mechassinach. It's a meidig mechassinach. That even derech sreik bezoyin, you're not allowed to do the four avodahs or the avodah daka b'kach. Because the Torah says you're not allowed to do with avodah zarah. You're not be over the avodah zarah. You can't be over the zarah with the four avodahs. It doesn't make a difference if you had in mind schayk of bezayin. You did the mice of zarah. You shechted in front of it. What's the shtach of it? You bowed down to it. You did it. You did it as you joke. Made a holy stone. You're big pan. You said it. But then against the voice and everything, and you made a whole holy stone out of it. But the mice, if you did it, you're over. But I had a kasha in
the chesed.
What?
Yes, why is it make dark because of the room? Because the person that's doing it is not doing the light.
No, what if he didn't
do it? What if
he
didn't
like that? Maybe if a person, let's say, is Makabal.
But that's my kind of show. So what's the case that you're not even? This is Baal Paul.
If a person can make his own Getschka, of course he can. And it'll be a problem with his other. Because Makabal, the Kani does have a way, doesn't it?
So the case of
the Kani. The shadow here is he's taking over the Zohar that already had a thing. So he's doing it. He's not doing the Makabal of the Kani. That is the case in the Zohar. That is the case. He's just doing an Avoyah. He's not being Makabal because that's what he's doing.
So the person has to be makabel. The person who makabel can make it daka b'kach. Someone else not. Okay. My son, let's get back. This minchas chinuch chiddush. He says poshut. It's like exeris kosev not to be over with zera. The person is over. Even if it's derech schalke b'zoyin, if he did the mice, he's over. So the kashan from the gemara over the zera that he bezem alang. A famous gemara. The gemara says that a person should not bend down in front of the zera to drink water. If there's a mayin, a spring, or if he dropped money. The gemara says if he dropped money in the floor, you shouldn't bend down to pick up the money from the floor. Because you're bowing down in front of the Red Zohar. You don't mean to. You mean to pick up the money. And the Gemara says that it's also because of Mar Zayin. It's only also with the bottom because of Mar Zayin. It's Masha from the Gemara that it's not the Lav Deraisa of Ishtachava. because he didn't really have a mind about that, and he only meant to pick up the money. So why is this case where he also didn't mean to be over there? So a person only meant to do derech tzadik b'zayin. Why is the mechitzah going to say that's the raisa? Well, yeah, very good. What's the chiluk? He is right here. Both cases he's bending down. He's doing
kavonis for the one.
Okay, very good. Very good. The chiluk is when did you say this? Very good. The chiluk is pashut. By the case of bending down for the money or bending down for the water, he doesn't have in mind to do a ma'isa shtachava. He has a mind to do something else. He has a mind to do shtachava. Mashen came at the case of where he's being shtachva derech schoik. He has a mind to do shtachava. He knows what he's doing. I'm bearing down. He just has a mind not to be oivid it. So that's already the chiddush in mechas finach, which is maybe a double pashut, that the issa of oivid zara doesn't mean you had a mind to be oivid zara. The Torah asks it to be oivid of oivid zara. The Torah asks it the maisa of shtachava. If you had a mind to do shtachava, even though you weren't going to be oivid, you weren't makabel for laha, for getchka. But that's still also. But over these cases, you didn't even have a mind to do shtachava. It meant just to take a drink or to pick up the money. That would only be a marsayin. We're going to get to something like that soon. We'll get that soon. Ibn Chaschinach, this is he's Meirchen, he's in Mitzvah Chavav and Mitzvah Chavches. In Oishei, the Ibn Chaschinach wants to say a different Chiddush, that on his Chiddush, they said before that even if you Oivid Derech Schoik V'Bizoyin, it's Avodah Zarah and you Chayv Misa, but you don't become a Mumma for Avodah Zarah. First and only, Dins Avodah Zarah becomes a Mumma. What's a Mumma? A Mumma is Nafgimina, is a Pasuk in the Torah that a Mumma cannot eat from the Korban Pesach. And there's a law to give the Mumma teeth from the Korban Pesach. You're not going to give a Mumma for Avodah Zarah. Tief in the Korban Pesach. A mumma also is possible for Shechita, Gemara in the beginning of Cholin. But Zakon HaChassanach HaChiddush, if a person is over the Derech Schoik U'Bizayin, he will be Chayiv Misa, he's over the Ver, but he doesn't become a mumma. It's a Mordeg HaChassanach, because a mumma is thought that in his mind that he believes in the Ver. Even though he did the Maisa, he's Chayiv Misa, but Zakon HaChassanach HaChiddush, he doesn't become a mumma. A little bit similar, there's a Rambam, Perkei Hechasei Deter Lachadal, the Rambam says that we know Avodah Zarah is one of the Gimel Chamuris that's Yaga V'Yava. If someone's Unsay, someone puts a gun to his head and tells him to bow down to Avodah Zarah, he's Mechuyu to give up his life. He might say, Nevesh, Yaga V'Yava, and not do it. So after Rambam, when I say someone's over and he does bow down, he's scared, he doesn't want to get shot, and he's over this, he's not Mechuyu Nevesh. After Bisha Machal and Hashem, Rahman Son, the Rambam Zot, ain't Malkin Mimma Misa Nesai. He doesn't get Malkin, he doesn't get Misa. It's my the Rambam. There's a Chiv, Yagva Yava, and there's an Issa Vaid Zara, but the Rambam says Maisa was an Ainus. He didn't do it, he did be in the Chainsai, so he does not get Misa. Moshe, in Dibris Moshe, Mesachti Gittin, Simuch of Zion, that's the Simon of Ha'aris, in Ha'ara Kuchav Tes, he has some Lushan Rambam. The Rambam says, ain't Malkin Mimma Misa Nesai. Effective Moshe, what does ain't Malkin mean? We have Malkus by Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is either Misa or nothing. What? There's no Malkus by. There's no. Achar is talking about Avodah Zarah Deraisa. Achar is talking about the Shtachva Deraisa. So if Mishnah tells us, the Pelam no one else is the Kasha. What does A Malkus by Misa mean?
If they're
Masrim
or Malkus.
Oh, but Achar be Misa to get Hasra from Malkus, get Malkus?
It's
Machlokes
in the Gemara.
Right. So how do you pass it? That's what the Ram means. So that's what the Ram means. Okay. The Meisah Moshe Zayin. Look at it in Gittin. Moshe Gittin Simcha Zayin.
Sounds like Maximum. You don't even give
Maximum.
Okay.
So you have to say
Maknos
and not Malknos.
Yeah. Okay. Meisah that's the Ram. The Rebbechon and Kevet Saris and Yibamis and some prince they have an Oisius to have Yimar Malkum Oisius tough than hay. Another I suppose actually in the Mafteach in the back of the Shabbos Frank Rambam, another friend, the Yitzchak Rambam. Nice, what's the reason that he's not chayv misa? If the Torah is mechayv him to yagva yava, and you have no heta of the oinus, so nice is a nisav edizor. He was over nisav edizor. He should get be chayv misa. They all still on this Rambam. What's on his mocker? What's the reason? But it is a ma'ayev, it isn't a ma'ayev.
He's not a mom.
So what's the ma'ayev? This lab and this tire does not have a ma'ayev. Yeah, but not over here. The tire will say these three of theirs do not have the p'tur.
You have to be machnas yourself into the ma'ayev, but not clear if you did it. It's not a ma'ayev.
In in the end of Pashas Bahar, there's no love in the Torah of Evan Maskis, like sitting by Atzchem, Lashtach, Vesalah. Pasha, this is not a, like doing a Vedazara, this is even to bow down to the Ebishta. The love of Evan Maskis is, you're not going to bow down on a stone. Take a stone and the Pasha means a Pisha Dimebreg Layim, to be Kareem Mashtach on a stone. That's a love in the Torah. Even L'Shem Hashem, even to bow down to the Ebishta, we don't do it, even in the Shul, we don't do it. Evan Maskis is a love. Poshut, I would learn the pasuk of Eben Maskus. It's one stone. The Chayes be one stone. But Rashi and Chumash says Eben Maskus shemachas nekaka beritzba sabonim, that they covered the floor with a floor of stones. Rashi is avonim lashon rabim, and we only need the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah says on the umul mangami shon esetah beritzba shabonim, a floor of stones. So the Gemara, you see, it's an avdafka one stone, even if it's a number of stones. The Chayes, even if it has tit cement or grout in between it. It's a stone floor, that's the lav d'oraisa to bow down to it, even L'Shem Hashem. The Magen Avraham in Simchat Kuf Lamed Aleph says that since the Torah asks that dafka Evan, dafka stone floor, but Ritzvah Shel Levenim, bricks, if the stone's made out of bricks, that would be no Issa d'oraisa, that would not be Yosma d'oraisa. Because Zakum Magen Avraham v'chidish, that Levenim l'chud v'Evan l'chud, bricks are not b'chal stones. And he brings the raya to it. His raya is from the Pasha of the Dor Floga at the end of Pasha Snoyach. The Meister Dor Floga, Chmon Slon, they wanted to build a Migdal out of Shemaim, the tower of the Shemaim, and the Pasuk says, V'yayim u'isha re'yu hov v'nilbun l'aveinim. We'll make bricks, v'nisafel, l'sreifa, v'tig lehem l'aveinim l'oven. And the bricks will be for stone. And Rashi explains they were in Bavel, and Bavel was in the Bicca, was in a valley. And in Bavel, there were no stones. So they said, we want to make a stone tower. We have no avonim, so we'll make levenim. We'll make bricks. And the bricks will be for stones. So I would say, if I can, I would think that this pasuk is mashma that levenim is a stone. But the Mogram says, the pasuk is saying that we're going to make bricks, but mokam avonim, the place of avonim. So if I say from this pasuk, that bricks are not stones. So the love of Damascus will not apply to a brick floor. The Tetmima in Pashas Bahar brings another raya. He says, from the Pasha of Nigi Batim. We know the halacha, if there's a neg on a bias, there's against the Pasha to tell you what to do, how to use his tummy, how to be metai the bias. And the Torah says, v'choltsu ha'avonim, you have to strip off the stones, and the Torah's Chaynim says on that, v'choltsu ha'avonim, yo'cho afim l'veinim. I might think even a brick house, tamal lema ha'avonim. The Torah says, avonim and not l'veinim. Zok Tetmima, he have a fesh Torah's Chaynim, that l'veinim are not avonim. And he has the question, we're going to run, why does he bring the raya from Pashas Noyach, from Dov Logger, bring the raya from this Joshua? But we have two rayas. The Magen Avraham is in Sim Kufla Ma'al, and that's Hilchus Nevi'im Chasapayim, Tachnun. And the reason is because, interesting, that it seemed to be a minute kodim, even as Manda Gemara, that they used to fall Tachnun, Bekida al Ritzba, they used to be Pishir Lidayim Reglayim on the floor when they did Tachnun, even with the Tfilin on. And the Magen Avraham says that, Midaraisa, you have to be careful when you do the Kerem Mishtach of him. If it's a stone floor, not to go straight on the floor, you have to make a hefsek. Some sort of hefsek. And the Magen Avraham brings down, the minig is, even if it's not a stone floor. That's why today, even on Yom Nerayim, when we do Kerem Mishtach of him, we give out the paper. People make a mistake. I think some people think it's to keep them clean, not to get the pants dirty. They put it under the knees, it's a mistake. The main thing is by the head. You should tell the children that the main thing is the paper has to go to be mafta be chaitzis between the forehead and the floor when you do pisha d'amberg layim. That should not be this Eben Maskus, and even though it's not a stone floor, it's all from the minig. And the Magen Avraham says even more that even when we fold tachna today, the way we do it on a table, you should have a hefsek between, because unless the table's on the floor and it's not pisha d'amberg layim, but it's all a minig, a zecha for the lava, not. Like a hachok of Malav of Eben Maskus, that there should be a shtuk of hefsek and your head should not go straight on the table. And Magen Avraham says that the arm that you're falling tachon on your arm, that's not a hefsek. Because since the arm is one goof with the head, that's not a hefsek. So it has to be something, a sleeve or a watch or put the talus over it. The talus has to be able to beg it. That has to be a hefsek, and it's all from the Zechef and Eben Maskus, like for this minig.
The minig is both Kriya and Mishtach Avon. That's why you're doing
these also. That's why what?
The meaning is both, not to do kriya and not to do ishtachavu. So that's why you put on the knees, under the knees, also. Both.
Really? Yeah.
I knew since I was 3 years old.
Oh, they tell you that the paper should be under the knees also, more than not just the head.
Mm-hmm. Both. Uh-huh. Okay, maybe. The meaning is both, and the stamazoi. Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to kneel also.
The Rambam, says the Tam. Interesting, Rambam gives the Tam. The Tam for them, where Torah asks that every mask is even to be mishtach with the Eibishter. Achar is no shechzer the way the Zohar. It's a special lab. You don't bow down on stones on a stone floor even to the Eibishter. The Gemara does have a drasha. It says Atzachem. Atzachem, you don't bow down. The Gemara dashes of in the Mikdash you're allowed to. In the base of Mikdash you're allowed to do Kari Mishdachavim, Pishudam, Ravim in the base of Mikdash itself. But anyway, outside the base of Mikdash, even in Yerushalayim, anyway, outside the base of Mikdash in the whole world, that's where the law is. But the Rambam says the reason why the Torah asked it is because there was an Amodik of Vedazara before Matan Torah. That they used to do this. This is for the Vezor, they used to do Pishudam Reglayim on the Maskos, and that's why the Torah asked it, even L'Shem Hashem.
Anywhere?
What?
Anywhere?
Anywhere outside the Beis HaMikdash. Yes, the Beis HaMikdash. The Tatooine wants to explain that in the base, the reason is, if that's the reason, so that's why anywhere outside the base of Mikdash you could be Chayshu, the person maybe is doing a Avodah Zarah, he's doing a Shem Hashem. But in the base of Mikdash itself, it's pretty obvious he's doing it for the Eibishta, that's why the Torah did not ask it in the base of Mikdash itself. But the Rambam does say in Halacha Ches that the Issa of Eved Maskus is Dafka Pishudayim Reglayim. It's Dafka if you do it totally spread out with Pishudayim Reglayim. That's the Issa of the Issa. But the Issa, the Reis of Vedazorah, the Rambam says, I will Avon of Vedazorah, Echad Ishtachvi Pishadam Reglayim, O Ishtachvi Beloik Pishadam Reglayim, Mishoshich Mashon Bekaka Velo Niskal. By the Issa of Vedazorah, it's even without Pishadam Reglayim. So the Michas Chinuch, Yis HaKasha, what's the Chiluk? What? Yeah, no, but he's saying on the Issa of Ishtachavah, Ishtachavah is even, it's not Dakar Begach. Shtachava is one of the four Vedas, which is, even if it's not Dakar B'kach, but you do with the Torah. So the Torah asks for the Shtachava by the Vedazara without Pishudayim Reglayim, but if a Maskus is with Pishudayim, what's the Chiluk? And where's the Rambam get this from? The Kesef Mishnah is pretty Ma'arich, and that Rambam, he doesn't give a Mokka. He gives a Mokka for this. So the Michas Chinuch has a very Shtaka Mokka, a Befeisha Mokka, that the Lava Vedazara is even without Pishudayim Reglayim, from the Gemara in Harius, Taftala. The Gemara says in Harius, we know that if Haru Bezdin passed on something and Chaisol, which is Chai B'chattas, and the Tzipa is Oiva, based on Bezdin's Pesach, normally every person would have to bring his own Kabachattas, but over here you bring one carbon called Pahalam Dava. But the Gemara says, this is only by a Toyus, which is not Mefush B'Toyah, which and the simon is the Stoikim and not Moed in it. But if it's the Toyus, which is Mefush B'Toyah, you can't say you were listening to Bezdin, you should know that, it's Mefush B'Toyah, then everybody brings a Kabachattas. And the Morg is an example of a toys that's not Mufurish B'Toyer. It would be if someone is Mishtachava, Bezdin Paskin, that you're allowed to be Mishtachava without Pishud Yadayim Vraglayim to Avodazor Shein Dake Begach. And people did it. They're Mishtachava to Avodazor without Pishud Yadayim Vraglayim. And it's wrong because Mishtachava is also even without Pishud Yadayim Vraglayim. So you see, we finished this Gemara that Mishtachava to Avodazor is even without Pishud Yadayim Vraglayim. That's the Makkah. I was thinking the other Makkah, another Makkah would be the Feish Gemara we said before, Nevoi Dezor Daf Yabez. The Gemara said that you're not going to bend down to pick up money for Nevoi Dezor. You're not going to bend down to take a drink of water for Nevoi Dezor. Over there, because of Marasayim, but it's Mashma, that it's not for, if it would be a Shtachavol Hashem Nevoi Dezor, that would be the Yisra Nevoi Dezor. So that's a Chari Nava Pishu Dan Berlaim. So you see from there also that Hashtachavah by Vedazar, it was that Pishudayim Reglayim. But the Kash is the other way. How do you know that Evan Maskus is Dafka Pishudayim Reglayim? If I'm learning Hashtachavah by Vedazar is even without Pishudayim Reglayim, so why is the love of Evan Maskus Dafka Pishudayim Reglayim? Where does one get that from? And the Michas Chinuch is even more. It's the same Lashon Hashtachavah. If the Hashtachavah in Lashon Kodesh, in Lashon Torah, means without Pishudayim Reglayim by Vedazar, so why should it be different by Evan Maskus? Beis Mikdash is the head. There's no Issa of a Maskus.
There's no Issa, but that's what Pishud Yadayim Reglayim is. We don't have
one. Yeah, that's, well, yeah, but that's, we have a Joshua Batzachem.
So maybe that's why the whole Pishud Yadayim Reglayim is only by a Maskus, because it's done in Beis Mikdash. You'd think someone's doing it.
You don't learn it off in Beis Mikdash.
Just the head. You're learning it off in the head, though.
Someone's doing it that way. The Zohar, Kielu, in the Beis Mikdash, we have a Maskus.
Same guidelines.
That's why you don't,
I don't know. I was thinking that maybe that's Hashtachavah, Be'etzem is Dafka Pishudayim Reglayim. And that's what the Issa Maskus is really, the Lashon of Hashtachavah is Dafka Pishudayim Reglayim. Hashenkin by Avodah Zarah, the Issa is whatever is, if it's a cover for the Avodah Zarah. That's the Issa, to give cover to the Avodah Zarah. And kavod will be even shtachavah without pishut and avodagayim. And maybe in every door, these might be telling you what's considered kavod. I mean, recently Obama was criticized when he gave his little bow down to the kings in the Middle East. You know, that was called bowing. That's enough already. That's called already shtachavah today, maybe. Okay, back upon him, just a little aura. I think it's Kedai Dimbari. A person is going to go. What? No, but the shtachavah means shtachavah dechav. Even the Ram does say that you don't need pishut and berglayim, but you need sheyich b'shpon v'karka. You have to know what that means. That you bow down the way that your head touches the ground. The guy's in pretty good shape. He's able to do it. No, but the Ram says that the shtachavah v'dezer does not need pishut and berglayim, but it should be sheyich b'shpon v'karka. That's the shtachavah v'dezer. You have to know what it is, but it might go with the times. I'm not sure. Just the aura, I was saying that if a person parks next to a tumma, next to a cloister, a church, he should be careful of going in and out of the car that he doesn't bow down. You're going to call you bowing down from the church. He's going out of the car, chashon bow down from the church. It's kedai not to park near tumma. It's something. I don't think you bow down to it. Based tiflis, I wouldn't do it. I mean, I really know that I try to be doing that to not even park there. That they had normally in front of it.
Don't tell anybody that a cloister is not a
bazaar. A church is not a bazaar. The cross might be, but not the church.
The church? What do you mean? The bricks are not a bazaar?
The building was made to be an avodah zarah.
Yeah, but it's definitely a shtaka hegish. You want to be careful. You don't want to bow down. So I think you should, under like to be right, to spit in front of it if you're not looking. It's psukim that people say.
Since
I'm
3 years old, I know you're not supposed to walk in front of it.
That's right. Really, my father also told me that. You don't walk by the tummy. Try to stay away from it.
So what do you do? You walk away from it.
Well, across the street, trying to go on that block. But the frat, when you're getting in and out of a car, be very nizzen, basically don't park in such a direction, so you shouldn't have had the problem. Getting back to the Gemara of Edizor, the few days again. The Gemara gives three examples of what's also Mishamar's ayin, of Shtachvob, Fnei Bedizor. The first case, the Gemara says, Yashav Lekaitz, a person gets a thorn in his foot, Fnei Bedizkachavim, in front of a Geshka. Yishchei Shumpen down, be it land, and pull it out, and Nishinikim Shtachvob Eskachavim. Because it looks like he's bowing down to the Vezar. The second case is in Spazulim Moisav. He dropped money on the floor in front of the Vezar. Gemara says you shouldn't bend down to pick up the money because it looks like you bowing down to the Vezar. The third case was Mayan and Nimshach. A spring of water is going with Nebai Sechavim. He shouldn't bend down to drink it. And the Gemara says Tzricha. We need all three examples. If we would say the case of he has a thorn in his foot, you know, you don't have to do it here. Go down a few steps, go down a few away from it, then take it out over there. Abu Moyes, but money, the loy, the money's over here. I have no other way to get the money. Maybe that's mutta, ima loy. And the Gemara says, the Itana Moyes, if it would say the money, I would think Mamoina, that's what the Torah asks. If the money, you're not going to bend down. Abu Koitz, the Tsar, ima loy. But Koitz, the Tsar of the Guf, maybe Chazal did not ask because of Marasayin. Vitana Hanitati, if the Bryce would say these two, Mishum Lekka Sakana, because no Sakana. Abu Ma'ayim, but to drink, a person's thirsty, which is Sakana, the Ika Sakana, the Ingoy Shasi, Mayes. If he doesn't drink, he'll die of thirst. Emaloi, I would think Chazal the Narasa, Tzvich, you need all three. So Pashas is Gemara, and this is what he was asking before. Pashas Gemara is Mashma, that for this is of Maris Ayin, Ziagva Yava. It's saying that you're not allowed to drink, even though it's Sakana, even though the English Shasi Mais, even though if he won't drink, he'll die. It's a Pelin of Gemara, that the Yagva Yava goes even on the Maris Ayin of Avedizar.
Avedizar,
the Ran is Tupchuk. Yeah, it's not Avedizar, it's Maris Ayin. Oh, very good. It's a warm shot. But the Ran, it's
that Gimel
Mabez and that for Yerth, the Ran says it's not Pshan the Gemara.
Why is it
Marasan
is not
Avizrael? I think it's not. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Maestro, the Ran says that Gimel Mabez and that for Yerth, the Yerth, the Yerth, the Ran says that the Mokam Sakona Chazal did not ask it. The only thing that Torah asked was Issa Vedazar itself, that's the Yagavah Yava. But the Issa Marasayin, there's no doing the Yagavah Yava. As they pass in the Ramon, your days and Kufnun of Gimel, like the Ran, that Marasayin of Vedazar, you don't do Yagavah Yava. The person doesn't give up his life. Well, Maestro, what's Pshan the Gemara? So what's the Tzrichah? So you have to say, according to the Ran, the Tzrichah is, since drinking is something which could be Sakonis Nefashis, it says Sheikhism Sakonis Nefashis, A kites, I would think, is also, today we know, could make an infection. A chayis could also come to Sakanas of Bogomaisa. Drinking is something which could come to Sakanas of Oshis. That's the chiddush. It's supposed to be schwer, but Bogomaisa is a pasuk in the Ran. The Michas Chinuch, the Mitzvah of Chesed, is Gimel, as a Shein HaKiyah, he declares that we know B'nai Noyach, a Mitzvah on Issa V'Yitzar, it's one of Shevin and Sinai Noyach. What about Marasayim? B'nai Noyach, a Goyim also Muzah on the Sinai Marasayim, not to bend down to pick up money from the V'Yitzar, or not to take a drink? So Michas Chinuch wants to say no. He says there's no such thing that the B'nai Noyach have to listen to the Rabbanans. And I think he means, because we know the Mok of the Rabbanans is Lysasa, and Lysasa was given to Yid, not to Goyim. As Melech Michas Chinuch says, if someone drops money in front of a church or in front of a dezer, he says, ask the guy to pick it up. You go, ask the guy is not mitzvah on the Marasayin, and he's bending down, not l'shem of a dezer, he's bending down to pick it up. You can ask the guy to pick it up. That's the Michas Chinuch's chiddush.
I think they're talking about the two stones by Marasayin. If Marasayin is a clothing, or if Marasayin is a
if it's a calling, for sure, you know, there's not that guy right
there. It could be
Al-Tzibizrayim. Okay. But the Ran says that not. The Ran, there are more passages also. You're not missing nefesh for Marasayim. The Chinuch on Vishayim, Mitzvah Chavav, says that if a Yid is over with his Rahman son, he gets Misa Dachka with Edom and Asra. But Ben Noyach, a guy that's over the Zari, is Chayav Misa, he doesn't need Hasra, he doesn't even need Edom. He could do it by Doras Atzmi. Even if he comes in a mitzvah. So Michas Chinuch says this is Moedig Achidish. He says, no one else says this. We know if a person just walks in the bez and says he's Chayav Misa, he was Machal Shabbos, or he's over the Zari, or he killed someone, we don't give him Misa. There's no such thing as killing someone by Doras Atzmi. You have to have Edom. But the Chinuch is saying that a guy can be Chayav Misa by Doras Atzmi. He walks in, he says he's Chayav Misa. The case of the Chinuch was, he says he was over at Zar, or he could be on any of the Shabbos in the Noyach. It's like the Chinuch that he's Chai, that we kill him. Bezim will kill him based on those Atzma. It's like the Michas Chinuch is a big Chiddush. He didn't find anyone else say this. He has no Rai either way, but that's the Chiddush from the Chinuch in Mitzvah Chavav. Right in this Dibra of Avodah Zarah, the Torah says, like Shtachva hent lahem, like Sobdim, ki yinech yisham lakecha keel kan, like poikin obed obis abon mashleishim aribayim lusayna. This is the famous pasuk that Rahman's son, the various go, poikin obed obis abon, go on children, mashleishim aribayim, up to 4 days. The next pasuk says, vesechesel alofim, loyabay lushem yisvaysay, abis chusim go for 2,000 days. Famous Rashi in the Marcus that says, muva me the term, me the prony is 500 times, because 2,000 is 500 times 4. So you see, Mitzvah is 500 times. Poshet, I would think from this pasuk, a poikin oven oven is a bun mashleishim rabeim that goes dafka, that the veira goes on to children also is dafka the veira of the zara, because that's what the pasuk is talking about. But the next pasuk that talks about the schusim go for 2,000 days is a chayr going on the whole tayr. So I think everyone learns that poikin oven 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 is a bun is also on all the veiras of the tayr. It sounds like a shver zach, but the Gemara in Brachos, Tav Zayin and Alf, makes it a lot like the Gemara yes, the Kasha. The Pasuk says in Pashki Seitze, Yivonim Yumsu Abbas. Pashuk says, Faket, that children do not die for the various sins of the father, because of the various of the father. That's the Gemara's Kasha. And here it says that children are responsible for the various of the father. So Pashuk, I would think the Torah should be that Torah just says, Yivonim Yumsu, they won't die for it, but they will. But the Gemara doesn't answer that. The Gemara gives a different answer. The Gemara says, "Kan kishoichsim ma'isav v'seim b'dayim, kan kishein echsim ma'isav v'seim b'dayim." Poikin of bonim is with the children are oiches in this aveir. They're also doing the same aveir. And the Gemara and the other pasuk in Bashki says, "Yubon wo yumso avos." That means where they weren't oiches. And oiches zecher doesn't mean that they did aveir one time. Let's say the father was a chayes a mumu rachman son for a certain aveir. And the child was nichshon one time. He did the aveir one time. I don't think that's called eichaz. Eichaz the lashon of his mamish eichaz it that he does it constantly. That's that. The Tetuvima says that the din of poikin oven of his abonim goes even on mothers also. This din of poikin oven of his abonim zav dafka avos will go for mothers also. And he brings Uriah from Gemara Rosh Hashanah, if you chesam l'alam, it's also Gemara Nivom, it's not kutayim l'alam. The Gemara says, Rav is one gets a rabba, but the Pashtun gets is Rav and Abaya, did not have Abaya and Rav did not have Yichas Yomim. Abaya lived to 60 and Rav lived to 40. Famous Abaya and Rav and Gan Shas, they were not Marach Yomim. And the Gemara says, the reason is because they're Beis Eli also. They came from Beis Eli, from Eli HaKayin, where the Maestu Shmuel and Navi, it came from Beis Eli. and even tzaddikim that came from Beis Eli, from that family, were not Merech Yomim. So Rashi is the kasha that Rava, the Israelis, that Rava was not a Kohen. How could Rava be Mibeis Eli? He was not a Kohen. So and for Rashi, his mother was Mibeis Eli. What is it? So Zotatrim, you see that this Einish that goes down in families is even by mothers. Even though I think that Inyan of Beis Eli is for more Darius, more than three for Darius, is more than this Pasuk. Oh, but he brings right from here that this Inyan of Pekin of Sabonim is even from the mother's side. The Gemara and the Makkos, what?
But not Oichas B'Masayim.
What?
That's what
Oichas B'Masayim. Yeah, they weren't Oichas B'Masayim, but Beis Eli was a special Zach, and that Mishpachas Beis Eli was not Merech Yom. The famous Gemara says that the Abaye did extra chesed, more chesed, that's why he lived to 60. And Rav also showed the chesed, not as much as Abaye. He did maybe Torah, they were equal, but that kept him until 40. The Gemara Makkos, the Chazal Ma'al says, Moisham, the Torah says, Pekid Oven Oves Abonim, Bo Yecheskel Bitla. And Yecheskel came along, he was a Vato Chnema, Hanef Shechaita, see Thomas. First of all, the Tatmim tells right away in the Gemara, what does it mean Moisham? Moisha said, Pekid Oven Oves Abonim. The Lashon of Moisham could be on the whole Torah, because the whole Torah was given to Moisha, but the first two Dibbis were given the Pia Gvura, we know. And this is written in the second Diba. So why is the Gemara say Moisham? The Rebbeinu Shalom gave it direct, Klai Yisrael, These two dibbs are given straight from the Eirishta. So Tatmim was safe, and this Gemara is mashma by the Kachidish that only the first pasuk of Layil Nachal Alhim Achayim was given in Pia Gvur, and that's when it stopped. And already the whole Maisa that Pach and Shmosam, the Eden can take it, and the rest of the psukim of that dibra of the second dibra, it's a few psukim in the source of the second dibra. The rest of them, including that pasuk of Poikin Ovin Ovis Albonim, was given to Moshe Benu. But the Gemara says that Moshe Benu and the Torah says Poikin Ovin Ovis Albonim, and Yecheskel Mavatla, because Yecheskel said, Hanefesh Shechitas Hi Thomas, only the one that did a veir will die. The Mashor is the Kasha, we see the Yecheskel's Mavatot, maybe the Yecheskel's talking about, where it's not Eichas Maisa Yedei Avisayim, because even the Moshe Rebbeinu, even the Pasuk in the Torah is only talking about where it's Eichas Maisa Yedeim. So Mashor says, you see from here, that Yecheskel's Mavatot, even if they were Eichas Maisa Yedeim, that's what the Gemara means, that even what Moshe Rebbeinu said, the Torah said, Pekin Ovin Avis Abanim, where they're Eichas Maisa Avisayim, in the Aveir, the Yecheskel came about even that, even if they're Oiches in the same Aveir, but they'll only be responsible for themselves, not for what their father did. So Tzvima asks, if you look at all the Pesukim that Pashin Yecheskel is not Mashin that way, because the Pesukim continue, where Yecheskel, the Navi says, Hadnevesh Shechaita Si Tomos, only the one that the Aveir will die, but Mata Madun Le Nosa Ben Bovin Ab, but Ben Mishput Stokos, so why should the Ben be chayef of an ab, but Ben Mishput Stokos, the Ben's a tzaddik, he's doing everything good. So it's mashma faket that it's not Eichiz Maisi Adeim. It's a meaning of the Mashos Kashi's back. And it tells me about Shreva there, but Akoponim, that's the Gemara.
It's interesting. How's he able to be Mavatl? How's an Orav able to be Mavatl the Torah?
Yeah, only have to learn that this is again in Makkos, the end of the Splat, the Chodal. The boy Yecheskel Bitla, actually, you know what it means.
Mashman the Medrash
is forget. Chesed was more machnesis. The Medrash of Chatzah Si Thomas that doesn't help the Shuvah. But Toyu Vamra, the other Yoshim is Kapha, but what's called the Yoshim is Kapha? Forget. The Medrash of Chatzah Si Thomas, there's no eight. Uh-huh. Okay, Shkech.